Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It's Here and Now. You might be a fan of John Green. He's the wildly popular young adult author and vlogger, video blogger. In fact, the videos he made with his brother launched the online community Nerdfighters. Well, we want to introduce you posthumously to a young woman from Quincy, Massachusetts, who adored John Green. She met him at LeakyCon, a convention for Harry Potter fans, back in 2009.
I saw John Green! And then I was like, okay, well, I really want to take a picture with him. So my sister walked in and asked me because I couldn't talk. I was like... And I was drinking water, and my water was like this in my cup. It was like shaking all over the place, so I had to throw it out, otherwise it would spill.
Well, unbeknownst to Esther Earle, author John Green was taken with her as well. Esther Earle was diagnosed with thyroid cancer when she was 12. She was outfitted with breathing tubes, an oxygen tank, confined to her room for much of the time. After their meeting, she inspired John Green's best-selling novel, The Fault in Our Stars. It's soon going to be a movie. It's about a young girl confronting cancer. And then, before Esther Earle died in 2010 at the age of 16, she inspired thousands more through an online community. Now Esther's parents are sharing her blog posts, diary entries, their blog posts, as well as messages from her friends in a new book, This Star Won't Go Out. And Lori and Wayne Earle join us in the studio with more. Welcome.
Thank you.
It's been a couple of years, but so sorry for your loss. We here in the New England area, you know, we're following Esther's story. What was it like for you to read after she passed these writings?
Well, it was moving. Of course, all along, I'd read her writings, not her diaries.
Yeah.
But when she was a little kid, I gave her a book and said, write whatever you want, draw pictures, and I'd love to read whatever you do. Sometimes I'd take, especially in the last year, take papers out of the trash can and flatten them. And she'd say, Dad, you don't have to do that. But I said, I don't want to miss this.
In other words, you want to read everything, even things she threw out.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
These were her journals. I think toward the end she knew that we were going to be reading them and probably writing about her. But she didn't keep her journals knowing that. You know, they were just her thoughts and her worries and her concerns and her silliness. And she was always, you know, an empathetic, caring young person from the time she was really little. She was that middle kid in our family that just brought the whole family together. She, you know, we call her our hub child.
Well, it's funny you mention empathy because John Green, who again was inspired in his novel by Esther, but he also said he was inspired through her and others in this online community to realize how much empathy young people have. Talk a little bit about that, because there are parents who are petrified of their children joining these online communities.
We've had the amazing privilege of getting drawn into that world, Harry Potter and Nerdfighteria. And I mean, we kept tabs on her. But, you know, she was making these friendships. She was feeling like she was doing something meaningful. She got involved with the Harry Potter Alliance, which is a nonprofit that empowers young people to social activism. You know, she got involved on the Project for Awesome, which is the day when the Nerdfighter community basically takes over YouTube with celebration of videos for favorite charities. She was champion.
Millions know about this, but for those who don't, the Project for Awesome, their clarion call, DFTBA, mm-hmm. Don't Forget to Be Awesome.
Right.
Is that from John Green?
It's part of their organization.
Yeah.
Yeah, they started the Project for Awesome. One of their bylines is to decrease world suck. So, you know,
increase
it's like
awesome.
Increase awesome, decrease world suck. And the sense of purpose it gave her and the sense of involvement just gave her life. You know, it's like the walls around her melt away because she's making a difference. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they attribute the Harry Potter Alliance won a $250,000 grant from Chase Community Bank. And a lot of it was because John said, let's do this for Esther because this was something she cared about.
Why? What did she begin to mean? We're hearing what the community meant to her. A child confined to her room had this huge world of friends. But what did she start to mean to this community?
We don't like to really use the word symbolism. It's more that she gave voice to other people's desires to make a difference and that even when things were tough, you could keep fighting. And she was doing that and she was living that and she was showing that. It's kind of like she's become a little bit of a celebrity in some little ways. But she was already doing this. It wasn't something that happened just because she died.
Just because she died. In fact, many of the people that now are these young people in these fan forums who didn't feel appreciated anywhere else, who knows what might have happened to them if they hadn't had friends like her, and they didn't know she was sick.
She didn't disclose it because she didn't want to be marked by her cancer. She wasn't going to be the kid with cancer. She was going to be Esther. And people came to love her in that way. And she came to make a difference in their lives.
Yeah, you hear lots of stories about the internet and how scary it is, and you've got teens. And it's true, we have to be careful, but it's also it's an avenue to community.
Esther would introduce us. She'd say, Dad, do you want to come in and talk to my friend Taryn here? She's on the line. I'd be, no, that's your thing. I want to, okay, she's a real person. Okay, good.
Yeah. Well, but ultimately, it's about cancer. I mean, she has all of this that distracts her, that gets her to feel like she's outside of that room. But ultimately, it's about cancer. And she blogs about that, too. Let's listen to another YouTube video of Esther Earle.
I feel bored. I feel so many more feelings, but there's so many that I just can't even find them. I feel slightly overwhelmed by that I can't even figure out what all my feelings are. And I feel sad about things that have happened in my life. And I feel happy that I'm still alive, but I feel kind of ashamed that I'm not doing that much with my life.
This must be hard.
There's lots of things that are hard. After Esther left us, I couldn't go into makeup aisles for a long time because she was known for her crazy eyeshadow and never walked out of a store without buying her something.
But to this point that she felt like she was fooling people, like she was getting this fame and all these people were loving her. But, you know, I'm fooling you all because this is from that same passage. I'm not this perfect person.
She was pretty amazing. But she was just a real person. That's what she was saying. Hey, I'm just like you.
Well, she lives on through the This Star Won't Go Out Foundation, which you founded. And it'll help families of cancer patients. She also lives on in this community. Talk about the Harry Potter Alliance, which had a campaign.
They have a campaign that's coming up. And it's going to be about the idea of love being stronger than death, tying that all around Esther.
And I have to say, for those who read the book and your friends know, you have that, you tattooed that on your arm.
Absolutely. Love is stronger than death. Esther Grace.
From
the shooting star.
The Bible.
From the Hebrew scriptures.
But also, as you've said, Lori, a theme in the Harry Potter books. So how is this campaign going to unfold?
On the premiere of John Green's movie, The Fault in Our Stars, the movie premieres on June 6th. That's when the campaign will kick off, and it will end on Esther Day, which is August 3rd. And we'll be at LeakyCon. They have the Esther Earle Rocking Charity Ball at LeakyCon.
Wait, so LeakyCon is during her birthday?
It ends on her birthday, and the charity ball is the Saturday night, and they're going to dance in her honor. Thousands of people dancing. Because Esther, she said, I just want the, quoting her tweet, she said, I just want to be able to reach into bodies and pull out the cancer without hurting anybody, of course, she said. And I want to be able to dance. And I want the gift of words, capital W-O-R-D-S. And she's got it. We're dancing. She can't dance. She's not here to dance. But every time we look around the room and we see people dancing, we see Esther. And every time somebody does something good and right and honorable, we're doing the work that she can no longer do, that we can do, that she can do through us.
She is Esther Earle, the teenager who lived a full life and died of cancer in 2010. Her legacy lives on in not just the foundation we mentioned, This Star Won't Go Out, but the new book of the same name. We've been talking to her parents, Lori and Wayne Earle. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Robin.
Thank you, Robin.
And we'll link you to all sorts of websites at hereandnow.org. And Jeremy, DFTBA.
Don't forget to be awesome.
That's right. From NPR and WBR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.